नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय जगतनाथ जगतनाथ बल देवा जय सुभद्रा जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद पाद प्रभु पाद जय जय प्रभु पाद जय हो विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिवाजक आचार्य अशोक शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद भागवतम की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु एंड गौरंगा नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So we are continuing our discussions from Canto 8, Chapter 3, and today we are discussing text number 6. Nayasya devarasya padam vidhur जन्तु पुना कोरति गन्तुम् इरितुम् यथा नट्टस्य कृतिभिर्विचेष्टतो दुरात्याय अनुकर्मानः सामावतु न यस्य देवारस्य पदं विदुर् जन्तु पुना कोरति गन्तुम् इरितुम् यथा न तस्य कृतिभिर्विचेष्टतो दुरात्याय अनुकर्मणः समावतु न यस्य देवारस्य मत्पदं विदुः जन्तु पुना कोरति गन्तुम् इरितुम् यथा न तस्य कृतिभिर्विचेष्टतो दुरात्याय अनुक्रमणा समागतु नरस्य देवारस्य पदं विदु जन्तु पुना कुरति गन्तुम् इरितुम् यथा न तस्य कृतिभिर्विचेष्टतो दुरात्याय अनुक्रमणा समागतु नायस्य देवारस्य पदं विदु जन्तु पुना कोरति गन्तुमिरितुम् यथा न तस्य कृतिभिर्विचेष्टतो दुरत्यानुक्रमणस्समावतु। नायस्य देवारस्य पदं विदु जन्तु पुनः कोरति गन्तुम् ऋतुम् यथा न तस्य पृथिवीर्विचेष्टतो दुरात्यायनुक्रमणा समावतु। न यस्य देवारस्य पदं विदु जन्तु पुनः कोरति गन्तुम् ऋतुम् यथा न तस्य कृतिभिर्विचेष्टतो दुरात्यायनुक्रमणा समावतु। न नीदर यस्य He of whom, Deva, the demigods, Prasya, great sages, Padam, position, Vidu, can understand, Jantu, unintelligent living beings like animals, Punaha, again, Kaha, Who, Arhati, is able, Gantum, to enter into the knowledge, Iritum, or to express by words, Yatha, as, Natasya, of the artist, Akritibhi, by bodily features, Vicheshtadha, dancing in different ways, Duratyaya, very difficult, Anukramanaha, his movements, Saha, that personality, that supreme personality of Godhead, Ma, unto me, Avatu, may give his protection. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, yeah. An artist on stage, being covered by attractive dresses and dancing with different movements, is not understood by his audience. Similarly, the activities and features of the supreme artist cannot be understood even by the demigods or great sages. And certainly not by those who are unintelligent like animals. Neither the demigods and sages nor the unintelligent can understand the features of the Lord, nor can they express in words his actual position. May that supreme personality of Godhead give me protection. Purport. A similar understanding was expressed by Kunti Devi. The Supreme Lord exists everywhere, within and without. He even exists within the heart, sarvasya chahan hridi sannivishito. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridi deshe arjuna tishtati. Thus, it is indicated that one can find the Supreme Lord within one's heart. There are many, many yogis trying to find him. Dhyana vashishtata Tadgatena Mansa Pashyanti Yam Yoginaha. From Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th Canto, Chapter 13, Text Number 1. Nonetheless, even great yogis, demigods, saints, and sages have been unable to understand the bodily features of their great artists, nor could they understand the meaning of his movements. What then is to be said of ordinary speculators? Like the so-called philosophers of this material world. For them, he is impossible to understand. Therefore, we must accept the statement given by the Supreme when he kindly incarnates to instruct us. We must simply accept the word of Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and follow in their footsteps. Then it may be possible for us to know the purpose of their incarnations. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo viti tatvaha tatva deham punarjanma neti mam iti so Arjuna. From Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 9. If by the Lord's grace one can understand him, one will immediately be delivered, even within his material body. The material body will no longer have any function, and whatever activities take place with the body will be activities of Krishna consciousness. In this way, one may give up his body and return home back to Godhead. Om Jnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutile Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpati Rubhashya Kirpa Sindhu Vaya Ivacha Patita Nam Pavni Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Saur Bhakti Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I'll read the translation one more time. An artist on stage, being covered by attractive dresses and dancing with different movements, is not understood by his audience. Similarly, the activities and features of the supreme artist cannot be understood even by the demigods or great sages, and certainly not by those who are unintelligent like animals. Neither the demigods and sages nor the unintelligent can understand the features of the Lord, nor can they express in words his actual position. May that supreme personality of Godhead give me protection. So we are continuing to discuss the situation in which the king of elephants, Gajendra, found himself. His leg was caught by, was in the mouth of a crocodile, and a kind of tournament was taking place. You know, sometimes the crocodile will pull him in, sometimes Gajendra will try to pull him out, and it was going on. And it was not just that it was for a few minutes or a few hours or a few days or a few weeks or a few months, it was for 1,000 years. It was really a very, very long tournament, if one could say that. So, when we are reading this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, and generally most of the sections of Srimad Bhagavatam, our acharyas indicate the nature one has when one is in the material world. The human beings, the nature which we have while we are in this world, and what it should actually be. They are trying to, by means of their purports, by means of their instructions, they are trying to help us to get those clouds of ignorance away and realize the true position. So in these discussions, we find that by nature, all of us, or most of us, have a controlling mentality. We want to control. Whatever may be our position, you know, we may be sometimes in superior positions, we may be, somebody may be a king, or a big businessman, or president of a country, or even ordinary persons. In whenever they get an opportunity, that controlling mentality is there. But Srila Prabhupada says that even though the material nature kicks us or kicks him in his face every few steps, still people are not able to realize that whom they are being controlled by. We feel we are the controller, but in true sense, we are being controlled by the material nature. So, why something like this is happening? Why we feel that we are the controller? Because Srila Prabhupada, in the text here, it is said that because we are not able to realize and appreciate the activities and features of the Supreme Artist. Prabhupada is explaining here further that in when I was reading this, a thought came to my mind that people, several people pass in front of our temple every day. They do not really know what is going inside the temple until and unless they come in the temple. Even if they come in the temple, they will get a superficial idea of what is going on. They have to spend a little more time. They have to associate with the people who are living here or who are working here. And then maybe they will get a little better idea of what is going on. So Prabhupada gives the example of the artist acting in a drama or a movie. So we see that in one movie, a particular artist is acting as a comedian, and maybe in another movie he acts as a villain. So, but none of them is truly reflecting his actual character. His actual character is something very different. So he is being just engaged or hired to act like that. But for a person who is not familiar with the cinema or the movies, he will feel that, oh, this person is really some great person. You know, he sometimes acts like this, sometimes he acts like that. He is very, very versatile. So that will be a totally wrong and, misconception of that person. So until and unless we try to go and find the truth, we will not really know it. We will have only a very, very superficial idea, which will be totally wrong. And we hear from our acharyas that in this material world, we are totally covered by dust and clouds of ignorance. So it is very, very difficult for an ordinary human being to realize the actual position of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Until and unless, and as a matter of fact, we cannot even realize our true position. What to think of realizing the true position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So until and unless those clouds of ignorance are removed, it will not happen. And that's what we are trying to attempt. How do we come out of ignorance and try our true position, and what is our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Now, when Gajendra had been, we discussed earlier that Gajendra in his previous life was King Indradyumna. And he was a great devotee of the Lord. But in his present life as King of Elephants, he did not think of the Lord. He thought of the Lord only when he landed himself into some difficult situation. Even in that situation, initially, he thought that by his own efforts, he will be able to win the tussle with the crocodile. Or with the help of his friends and relatives, he will be able to beat the crocodile. But it did not happen. And then he was in big trouble. He knew that his strength and power is slowly, going down, and he's becoming weak, and crocodile is becoming stronger. So he knew that it's really going to be very difficult for him, and he may not survive this. So when he was in such a great difficulty that it came to, he realized that he may be losing his life, at that time he thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there is a, when I was in school, we used to read similar stories from different sages and poems, etc. And there was a there is an Indian sage who wrote a lot of nice poetry, and one of the texts, you know, shlokas, I still remember, which is very, very relevant. It says, "Dukh mein sumiran sab karein, sukh mein karein na koi. Jo dukh mein sumiran karein, to jo sukh mein sumiran karein, to dukh kahe ko hoy." Dukh is the distress, difficult time. Sukh is when everything is going nicely. So the poet says, the sage says that when one is in difficulty, one remembers the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But one does not do that when everything is going nicely. If we would remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead when everything is going nicely, we will not be in difficulty ever. And it is very true. This is indicated here by what Gajendra is doing. He never thought of, you know, when he was enjoying in the forest with his other, you know, family members, other members of the herd and other animals, he didn't think of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only when he was in trouble, he thought of the Supreme Personality. And Supreme Personality, true to his nature, immediately appeared and helped him. So, you know, he did not say, the Supreme Personality did not say that, no, why didn't you think me of earlier? Now I'm not going to help you. So the Lord is so compassionate that in whatever situation we are, if we think of Him, He is always there to help us. He is always there to support us. So why shouldn't we remember, why shouldn't we think of such a compassionate personality who is always ready to help us? So I'm reminded of the prayers of Kunti Devi. Prabhupada is also mentioning about that in the purport, that a similar understanding was expressed by Kunti Devi. So Kunti Devi, being a very, very intelligent person, realized this, that we only think of the Lord when we are in difficulty. So she says that she prays to the Lord that always keep the situations for her such that she will always remember Him. She, in other words, she is requesting the Supreme Personality of Godhead to keep her in under difficult situations so that she would never forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I was in India with a devotee from US, and we were traveling in a auto rickshaw. I don't know how many of you know auto rickshaw. It's not like a car, it's not like a bike, it is something in between. So and they really drive dangerously. So there is a lot of traffic on Indian roads. The rules are almost only on the paper and not on the road. So it's really scary sometimes to travel in these vehicles. So we had to go from one place to another, but people still take it because it is economical compared to a taxi. The other public transport is not so convenient and not easily available. So this is a very common mode of transportation in most of Indian cities. So I am from India, so I was used to traveling by this auto, but the other devotee who was traveling with me, she was not. So we were traveling, and then you know, every now and then she will say, "Oh Krishna, Oh Krishna." And then a little later she says, you know, if I live in India, it will be very good for my Krishna consciousness. So, and I immediately asked her why. She says, you know, because in a situation like this, I will be always thinking of Him. So, so this is, you know, I'm just trying to say that when we are in difficult situation, we are always thinking of Krishna. Why not we try to think of Him when everything is going so nicely? And then it doesn't really mean that there are no difficult situations for devotees of the Lord. They also face similar, they also face difficult situations in their lives. But the way they look at the situation is, their thought process changes. The way they look at the problem changes. Let me explain it. In a person who is, let us say, a non-devotee, will he lands into some difficult situation, and he will immediately start blaming the Supreme Personality. He will blaming the Lord. Lord, why you are doing this to me? That's a very, very immediate and common reaction when somebody is in problem. But a devotee thinks differently. A devotee will still thank the Lord and say, it could have been worse. And just because you are there to support me, you are there to help me, it is not so bad. That is the way a devotee will look at a situation, a difficult situation, or not a favorable situation. So even though devotees face the difficult situation in their life, the way they look at it as something which is sent by the Lord, and take it in that way. So that is the different way of the way a devotee would think. Now, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the Supreme Lord exists everywhere, within and without. So, every day, at least twice, we chant nourishing prayer. Correct? Does anybody know the word by word translations of the prayer? Okay, so Subal Prabhu knows. Anyway, I'm sure you also have an idea. All of you have an idea. So let us see what it says there. So I'm not going to translate the entire prayer, but the relevant prayer, relevant part of the prayer, which is, in this context, is important for us. So it says here that Lord Narasimha is here and also there. Wherever I go, Lord Narasimha is there. He is in the heart and he is outside as well. I surrender to Lord Narasimha, the origin of all things and the supreme refuge. So we sing this prayer every day, twice at least, if not more. And we know, we are saying that, Lord, you are present everywhere practically. You are present in my heart. Hriday Narasimha, Bahar Narasimha. So we are singing that, but still we do not really act on it. The Lord is present everywhere. If we just take his shelter, we will be protected from all the calamities. We will be protected from the crocodile in this case. Like Gajendra is in the clutches, his leg is in the mouth of the crocodile. So same way, when we have all those distractions, all those difficult situations around us, they represent the crocodile in our life. So if we take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if we take the shelter of Lord Narasimhadev, he will protect us. He protected Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was just a simple young boy. We shouldn't say simple, but he's a great devotee of the Lord. And his only shelter was Lord Narasimhadev. So even the greatest of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, in spite of all the strength and power which was available to him, he was not able to do any harm to Prahlad Maharaj. Why? Because he was under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we seek the protection of the Lord, obviously we will be protected from all the difficulties which we can even think of. So I think I would like to stop here and invite discussion. Yeah, Suhas Prabhu, please.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Prabhu.
Just when you were speaking, I was remembering you were bringing the point of in the purport and in the verse of Krishna being an actor, and then you know in general you can understand the real character of the actor just by seeing his acting performances. And then I just remember the actor that performed, I think it was either Krishna or Rama in the series in India, the very famous Mahabharata or Ramayana, one of those two.
Mahabharata. Yeah.
The one that performed the part of Krishna, people were so into the whole series, you know, TV serial, that the characters became almost like deities for them.
That's true.
So they have the character of Krishna. They were shocked, and people were like confused and a little, you know, like when they found picture of the guy smoking.
It was
the actual actor, you know, in his real life smoking, you know. So, oh, they were very confused. So then they will see in this actor as the character, you know, which in this case was Krishna. So in general, you know, they can understand fully. And another thing that remember from the points that you bring in terms of being difficulty, my Guru Maharaj tells a story of Haridas Thakur going into a prison, right? Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
That the inmates, they were sort of wanted to have the association of a saintly person. And then, you know, they were in that mood because they wanted to be blessed so they may get out of that situation. And so Haridas Thakur came into the prison, and they, you know, sort of worship him and pray to him that to please give him a benediction so they may get out. And then Haridas Thakur say, "May you be always be in this situation." And then they were all confused and a little upset about it. It wasn't what we're expecting. We want you to bless us to be out of this situation. Why are you? What kind of blessing is this? And then he said that it's because, you know, in this situation, you're thinking, you know, you're open, your heart is open for the association with the devotees and association with Krishna. So what a great situation. So may you always be in this situation.
Thank you for sharing. Just to add to what you're mentioning about the actors of this epics, Ramayana and Mahabharata, in India. They were, of course, very popular. And every Sunday, the program will be there on the TV. And those of you who have been to India, you know exactly how the Indian roads are. They are so crowded, always. There's a chaos on the roads. But if one would go out on a Sunday morning when the program is on the TV, there will not be a soul on the road. You know, if it takes you 1 hour to reach from point A to point B, at that time, it will take you only half an hour because there is no traffic congestion, there is no chaos on the road like that. It was so popular. And another point, Swal Prabhu, that people would identify them on the street as, oh, Krishna is coming. Oh, Sita is coming, like that. And later on, these artists, they contested in the general elections of India. And at least I know of three or four of them, they became senators in India. They won the election because people said, "Whom are you going to vote for?" "I'm going to vote for Krishna. I'm going to vote for Sita. I'm going to vote for Ram." So it was like that. I mean, they didn't even have to know their real name. They just voted for them. They really didn't have to know their real, you know, strengths and character. They felt, "Oh, he is for me Lord Ram." So, like, you know, it was like that. So very interestingly, one can easily, the way one acts can be very, very deceiving at times. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. I appreciate it. The point Subal Prabhu mentioned, when you mentioned like villains in movies, like sometimes you really hate them if you see them like in person, or you like, I don't like that person ever. And and this reminds me that you can't see character. My question is really isn't related to that. It's an appreciation of that point, because we can see there's so many stories in the scriptures where you can't see consciousness for any of us. But my question is related to a similar point, nice realization that came to me like yesterday. Because we could see like in material institutions, they always look for someone who knows the most, valedictorian. And in Krishna's institution, he's looking for someone who loves the most, characterdictorian. And so even Lord Chaitanya said that when he said to the illiterate Brahmin, you're an authority on the Gita, not because you know the most, but because you love the most. So my question is related to the fact that when we're newcomers, it's very intimidating when you hear all this Sanskrit. And I remember my brother, and like in Christianity, when you go to church, you know who the saint is, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. When you come in the temple, this is what my brother said. When he first came in here, when he would hear Bhagavatam class, he'll hear like Shukadev, Gajendra, Queen Kunti, like, who are they talking about? Yeah. And so that's what gave him the impetus to study the Bhagavatam on his own for many hours, because he was like, who the heck they're talking about? And so my question is basically like, how not to become intimidated, because that's, for me, I would become intimidated without my brother's presence, first of all, because I don't like, I could write, but I don't like to like read a lot, and that's like discouraging, like, it's like a million saints. I'm not gonna go back to God if I have to know all this. So how do we not become intimidated by so many terms we don't know, so many saints we don't know? And it's not really about how much you know, it's about your character. And how important is it to emphasize that point and not necessarily trying to accumulate so much knowledge driven by one's ego maybe sometimes?
Thank you, Prabhu. I would like to share some incidents or some conversations which took place between Srila Prabhupada and his disciples. So when Prabhupada came here, and the devotees or the people who he came in contact with, none of them had any idea. They had not even heard of Krishna or anything which Srila Prabhupada was talking. So Srila Prabhupada talked in the language which they were able to understand, which they were able to relate to. And that was a very, very important point for him to make a start. This, we were attending a program here, a course here, which Lakshmi Moni Mataji gave. And she was narrating that once in a temple, I think it was in Australia, that Srila Prabhupada went there and they opened a temple and they needed to have pujaris or priests, if I may use that word, they needed priests to worship. So he initiated, he gave first initiation and second initiation at the same time. And so one of the devotees called Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I am supposed to be doing Abhishek. Now, a lot of people in the Western world or in Australia, they won't know what Abhishek means. So that will bring me to another interesting incident I will just share with you. So Prabhupada says, and he said, I do not know the mantras for Abhishek. So what do I do? So Srila Prabhupada says, then invite the Lord. You can invite the Lord in English. Lord understands all the languages. Lord doesn't only, you know, understand Sanskrit. He is the most knowledgeable person ever existed. So he understands all the languages. So invite him in English to have a bath and give him a bath and, you know, pray to him and thank him. So that was how Srila Prabhupada, you know, he was not really very rigid when it came to doing the mantras in a particular fashion and so on. So long we do it with our heart and with pure intentions, that was enough. It doesn't really mean that we shouldn't try to learn them, but it is not like he was very, very strict about it, that you cannot go on the altar if you cannot chant a mantra in Sanskrit. Then when a new person, when we come in contact with a new person, it is the responsibility of a experienced person or a senior person to make sure that they provide them the proper introduction. In a, you know, the induction has to be gradual. It has to be, you know, like you said, if you start talking to them in the very first day in, you know, language which is absolutely foreign for them, that person may not survive very long. Okay, he or she may give up very soon. Or if that person likes asking questions, he may ask you every, you know, for every word, he will ask you, what does it mean? What does, even, for example, prasadam. Now, if we, on a Sunday feast, if we announce here that prasadam will be served upstairs, so, okay, some people know exactly where to go, but they will be, the first time visitors, they will know that something is being served upstairs, but what is that, they don't know. So they, some of them may be bold enough or to go there and see for themselves what is being served, and some of them may just leave. So we have to invite, we have to let them know that dinner will be served upstairs. So this is our responsibility, that we talk to them in a language that they understand. We just don't kind of intimidate them like you used with our so-called knowledge of a few Sanskrit words. This Abhishek word, I'm just going to share a very nice kind of a story. So we, most of the temples, including our temple, when we make flyers for the festivals, say God Purnima, so we mention different, we give in front details of our programs, the Aarti, Abhishek. And somebody who sees this flyer and may ask that, what is Abhishek? So we are inviting you for Abhishek. And he tries to ask somebody that, what is Abhishek? Abhishek is bathing ceremony. So a person, you know, living somewhere on Sheridan Road who gets this flyer and says, oh, they are having a bathing ceremony, so I should go and take my, you know, swimming bathing suit with me. So that's what they will, you know. So it is very important that we communicate with people whom we come in contact with in the language they understand. So that's very important. And again, as I repeat, that the responsibility is ours who are talking to such devotees. We have to be careful that we explain to them things in a way which is easily understood. Any other thoughts? Yes, Prabhu.
I've heard it said before, I'm wondering if you can elaborate on it, that we have to go through difficulties to surrender to Krishna. Like, very unlikely that we'll be able to think about Krishna unless we go through some.
So this is, you know, human nature. I was hearing a class by Bada Haridas Prabhu, and he said that when we are in happiness, it is very easy to forget the Lord. Only a devotee would remember the Lord in happiness. Otherwise, when we are enjoying with our friends and families, we never think of the Lord. So that's why an intelligent person like Kunti Devi, who is aunt of Lord Krishna, she is praying that she may always be under difficult circumstances so that she always remembers the Lord. It is very natural. Let us think of a child. A child is playing with his friends, and he's not bothered whether his father or mother is watching or is around or not. But while playing, the child hurts himself. And then there may be so many people around who may want to comfort the child. That, oh, it's okay, you know, kind of you comfort the child, nothing has happened, you are fine, you are okay. But he's not satisfied until and unless he sees, or, you know, his mother or father, they comfort him. So, similarly, when so he thought of the mother or father only when he was in a difficult situation. When everything was nice and smooth, he was not bothered. He was not at all concerned where the parents are. So same way, in this material world, we are so selfish that we think of the Lord when we are in difficulty. When I started, you know, coming here, so there was one of the programs I was attending, and the speaker said that there are four reasons why one thinks of Krishna. So one is that when one is in difficulty, that's the first reason. The second is that we feel that, you know, people say that he is God, so let me think of him, let me remember him. Third is that we feel that he is doing so much for the entire, you know, manifestation, cosmic manifestation, entire humanity, that we owe it to him, and they think of Krishna because of that. And the fourth category is of the people who actually think of him out of love. So normally we start with the first category, that even in our temple, or if we go to a temple in India, if you ask people who are visiting the temple that why you are here, please give me the reason. If they are honest enough, more than 60 to 70% of the people who are there because they are in some sort of difficulty. And those difficulties can be of different nature. Somebody wants to, you know, the daughter is not getting married, or doesn't want to marry a boy of the choice of the parents, or somebody's son is not getting admission in the college, or somebody is having difficulty at work, somebody is having difficulty in buying a property or selling a property or in business. So these are the type of situations when people would think. So once we train ourselves to think of the Lord in all kind of situations, that shows that we are making a progress. So if we would remember him only when we are in trouble and just forget him when that, you know, period is over, then that is not helpful. That is not good. So that is why it is being said that we have to be under difficult situations, because under that, commonly, we will remember him. So does this explain a little bit? There is another important thing is that these difficulties, and you know, there was a question once, a person was, an intelligent person in the court of a king was asked a question. You know, king used to always challenge one of his ministers by asking difficult questions. So he said, what is that answer you would give to a person who is in difficulty and a person who is very happy? What is what will you say to them that will make them change? You know, it will, a person who is unhappy will be happy, and a person who is happy will be unhappy. So what is that statement? So he said very simple, and we read that in Bhagavad Gita, that everything is temporary. So if you are happy today, you know that happiness is temporary, unless and until you are thinking of Krishna always. If you are in difficulty, that is also temporary. So we have to remember Krishna always in whatever situation we may be, and then only we can think of permanent happiness. Yes, Lakhat Prabhu.
It's just a comment. I came here because I was in difficulty. I was in fear for my life. You know, there were some people after me, and it's sort of like, chase me here. But now that everything is cool, you know, like this is 10 years later and I'm still here, and that difficulty has passed. I find myself getting depressed, like if I'm not thinking about Krishna, like if everything has gone smoothly and then I, you know, get into my own thoughts, I find myself, you know, going deep into depression. So it's a good idea to always think of Krishna at all times.
Thank you. In the end, I would say that Srila Prabhupada has designed the program in such a way that we will always think of Krishna. If we follow what Srila Prabhupada instructs us to do, we will always remember him. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.